Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you state your name?
Dawn Castaneda.
Just one second, Ms. Castaneda.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Board member Ms. Rittenhouse will be serving as the panel chair for your hearing. Just give us one moment.
All right, Ms. Castaneda, can you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Dawn Marie Castaneda, 314-569.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Excuse me?
Just good afternoon, thank you.
Thank you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form to notify you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on October 16th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that form listed your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Did you hire a lawyer or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. There are five board members conducting this hearing. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also with us in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, who will represent the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today.
Thank you.
Sure. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Oliveri in. So, Ms. Castaneda and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. The hearing will be conducted in two phases today, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and with phase two determining if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Ms. Castaneda, I'm going to read information from your warrant. And as I read this allegation to you, I need you to tell me if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right? So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And here is the allegation. It is that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 240 South McCormick Street, number 17, Prescott, Arizona, on or about June 9th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. So, Ms. Castaneda, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 minute here. Based on Ms. Castaneda's admission and information in warrant 2017W2050, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second, Ms. Castaneda. I need some paperwork here. All right. So, Ms. Castaneda, we can move to phase two of your hearing now to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Oliveri will give us some additional information just about your background and supervision. And we'll be right back with you in just a moment, so just hang on the line.
Okay.
Mr. Oliveri?
Offender Castaneda was released from the Department of Corrections on March 8th of 2017. She was arrested on September 16th of 2017 by Prescott PD on her absconder warrant and new felony charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, new misdemeanor charge, failure to provide true name. She was returned back to DOC custody on September 21st of 2017. She has 99 days abscond. Her projected supervision end date will be on February 11th of 2018. Current conviction, 2010. Theft, 1 year, 3 months. There are no prior convictions noted. She has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 1, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. There is no disciplinary history, and there are no other arrests noted. Her community risk level is a G1V1, and status of charges, an email was received from Senior Parole Officer Matthew Poyser on Friday, October 20th of 2017. Contacted Yavapai County and charges were declined due to insufficient evidence that the syringes belonged to the offender.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. So, Ms. Castaneda, it looks like you were, when you were released, you were approved to live at one, a place called One Direction, 1608 West Purdue in Phoenix. And then you were given permission to, that's April 4th, you were given permission to go to 240 South McCormick Street, number 17 in Prescott, with your daughter. Were you still there at the for the rest of your supervision until you were arrested?
Excuse me, what was that last thing?
Were you still living there at 240 South McCormick Street when you were arrested?
No, my daughter had moved out. And I hadn't given him my new address yet.
Well, how long, when did you move from 240 South McCormick?
I believe that she moved out of there at the end of June.
Okay, so...
beginning of August, I'm sorry.
Okay, beginning of August.
My son's birthday, so it was the beginning of August.
Okay, so then you moved with her then?
I did.
Okay. All right. And so, obviously you weren't in touch with your PO, and you hadn't been in touch with your PO. Why didn't you get in touch
with your PO? And this is my mistake. I thought that I had to keep on calling the Prescott Valley office when actually Mr. Mansfield was still my PO. And so I was calling and leaving messages at the Prescott Valley office. Well, I only called twice. But I left messages there and never talked to anybody from there, and that's the only reason. My granddaughter got sick and I was in the hospital with her, but that's the only reason. I could have tried harder.
Okay, all right. I'm looking for your conditions of supervision, and I'm pretty sure that one of them is, I will maintain contact with my supervising officer and follow all directives I'm given, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right. Were you working at all while you were out?
I was actually working at a hotel for cash money,
okay.
But not for until my probation period was over, were they going to hire me on permanent.
Okay, all right. So you did have work pretty much the whole time?
From the time that I moved back to Prescott until the time that I got arrested, yes.
Okay. All right. Looking at your task history here, it looks like you had a negative in March, but then about a week later, you had a positive for heroin, another positive for opiates. Those were both in March. And then in April, you had a negative, but it was diluted. And then in May, you had a fail to submit. Were you using drugs?
And I relapsed for the first one, the one in March.
Okay.
And I called my probation officer and told him that I did so. So then he had me go test, and it was positive, of course. And then after that, no.
Okay, so you stopped using after?
Correct.
After that incident, okay.
I enrolled myself into a drug program in Prescott, and I hadn't relapsed since then.
Okay, is that SAGE counseling that you're going to?
No, I was going to SAGE as well, but it was more of a treatment program at Hillside outpatient.
Okay. All right. What were you doing the day you got arrested? Why did you come to the police's attention that day?
I was trying to help one of my daughter's friends move.
Okay.
He was staying with some people, I guess, that didn't want him there, and so I was trying to help him move.
And how did the police get involved in that?
He wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And they just Okay, they checked everyone's ID that was there, and...
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you've gone to some treatment for your heroin, for the relapse.
Yes.
Have you used other drugs besides heroin?
No.
Heroin is it, okay. All right. Let me see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? No? No one else has a question. All right, well, Ms. Castaneda, we're coming to toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. If you could do that without repeating things you've already told us, what else would you like the board to know?
Just that I have 5 kids and 2 grandkids, and I, with my drug use, I have not been very good part of their life. And now that I'm sober and I'm working towards that, I am just trying to reunite my kids, my family, my grandkids. And that's it all.
Okay, all right.
And I thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you for being so respectful to the board. The board is going to go into discussion, Ms. Castaneda. We don't discuss cases until we get in this room. And all of our discussion is done in public under the open meeting law. So it may sound like the board is talking to you or to someone here in the room, but it's just the board talking among itself. So if you could just stay on the line there, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you just a little bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sure, thanks. The board is now in discussion. Ms. Castaneda is another person with very, very limited involvement in the criminal justice system. And... she has gotten herself involved somehow with heroin, relapsed, did call her PO, and says that she has not used again since then. That was March of this year, so more than 6 months ago. She has lived mostly, for most of the time, where she had permission to live, although admits to leaving there in August and not updating the residence with her PO. And she also has absconded for 99 days. At the time she was arrested, there were some new charges, but they've been declined since there was insufficient evidence. She is an individual who is wanting to reunite with her kids and her grandkids. And it sounds like she could be on the way to doing that. She is participating in treatment. So I am, at this point, would like to hear some input from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Agree. Okay. All right. So I'm going to make a motion then. Ms. Castaneda has just about 3 months left on her sentence, a little over 3 months. And I am going to move, based on discussion with Ms. Castaneda, information provided by the Department of Corrections, and information in this warrant, number 2017W2050, I'm going to move to revoke her community supervision, and that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using heroin while on supervision, and also by absconding for 99 days, during which time we don't know what she was doing. We'd like to believe she was doing positive things, and that's probably true, but since she did not maintain contact with her parole officer, we just don't know. So for those reasons, I make this motion to revoke her community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
All right. Ms. Castaneda?
Yes.
You heard the discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and I hope you won't look at this as a negative. You've really only got 3 more months to go. I think you're an individual with your very, very limited time in the criminal justice system, that this can be your last involvement with the criminal justice system. But the only person that's going to make that happen is you. And yes, it sounds like in your mind, I think you've got that up there in your mind, but you're going to have to follow through with action, and specifically some treatment and some very specific activities on your part to keep yourself away from getting back into the heroin. That just is going to put you right back where you are. So you've got a lot to live for. You've got 5 kids and 2 grandkids that are out there that need you, and you'll be back with them very, very soon. So we thank you very much for participating in your hearing today, and wish you the very, very best, and hope that we never have you come before this board again. So thanks very much.
Why, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And if you could please give the phone back to your CEO there, and this hearing is now concluded.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.